It's here and now. Water, a precious resource, is under a lot of pressure. There's not enough of it. So what to do? Well, that water running down your shower, sink, or washing machine drain could be reused. You may know it's called gray water, and it accounts for more than half of indoor water use. 21 states allow some kind of gray water reuse. Colorado joined that list in 2013 and hopes it could help with the growing demand on that state's water supply. But today, almost no one is utilizing gray water in Colorado, at least not legally. Colorado Public Radio's Michael Elizabeth Sackis explains.
There are two gray water systems that are legal in Colorado. The first one is called Laundry to Landscape. Avery Ellis installs them. He's an ecological landscaper, and at his home in the city of Longmont, he explains how it works.
All right, welcome to my washing machine.
On Ellis's washing machine, the hose that pumps out wastewater has been connected to a valve. One direction goes to the sewer.
If I'm doing a load with bleach, or if my baby's got dirty diapers, I have total control to flip this valve right here. But today, it's beautiful out. It's 70 degrees. I got normal wear and tear on my clothes. So I flip this valve, and out that water goes through my crawl space, out to my landscape, direct.
The water is pumped into an irrigation system that, by law, is buried 4 inches underground to keep it from pooling or spraying into the air. In Ellis's yard, it waters young fruit trees and shrubs. He says a system like this costs a few $100s to do yourself, or around $1,500 if you work with a professional.
This system is simple and affordable, and I really advocated for this as the law was getting adopted.
The second legal system is a bit more complicated and costly. Wastewater from a shower or sink is collected in a storage tank and is used for the landscape or to flush toilets. There's internal plumbing, and the water needs to be filtered and treated and can't be stored for more than 48 hours. Gray water reuse was legalized in Colorado in 2013 in hopes it would help save water. Officials say that by 2050, if nothing changes, the state will have at least 1 million more people than our water can supply. And climate change makes the future of Colorado water even more uncertain. The state's water plan recognizes gray water as one tool to help close the gap. Ellis was closely involved when the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment set the rules for using gray water systems. Cities and counties first have to adopt the regulation before residents or businesses can set up a system. So far, only 3, including Denver, have done so. Ellis isn't happy with that.
It takes a little civil disobedience and a little public support to push these laws into local adoption.
For Ellis, his civil disobedience is living in Longmont with a gray water system where it isn't allowed. And he teaches and helps others how to install laundry to landscape without permits. Because so far, even in the places where it's been adopted, no one has applied for the required gray water permit. Kurt Dahl is the environmental health manager with Pitkin County, which included gray water in its zoning in 2018.
We've had a few interested parties, but I think due to the complication of the regulation, they didn't see the benefit.
Dahl says he'd like to see changes to the law since no one is really using it, like possibly expanding the types of systems that are legal. And he'd like the state to reassess whether all the requirements are truly necessary.
If we are able to loosen the regulation and still protect for public health, we'll probably drive some costs down and may help make it practical for folks to put systems in.
Castle Rock is the newest municipality to adopt gray water rules, but only in new construction. Retrofitting an old home or building isn't allowed. Mark Marlowe is the director of Castle Rock Utilities. He says it comes down to expense.
What it would mean is a lot of staff time to review what that individual homeowner wants to do. It would require a lot of inspection to verify that it's done right, because if it's done wrong, you could create a problem.
That's why some cities and counties are choosing not to take on gray water at all. Sybil Charvel is an associate engineering professor at Colorado State University. She's been involved in gray water research for nearly 20 years and also advised the state in writing the rules. She says she's disappointed to see all the growth and construction over the past 10 years that's failed to include planning for gray water.
We knew there was all this upcoming new development, and we saw that as just a huge opportunity. And unfortunately, that opportunity has really not been realized.
Charvel's research looks at what levels of treatment are necessary to make gray water safe. In Colorado's code, a system has to be certified by the National Sanitation Foundation. Charvel tried to fight it. She says the NSF's requirements are too strict.
We don't necessarily need to, you know, remove the constituents of shampoo to make sure water is safe to flush a toilet.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says human health was the number one priority while creating the gray water regulation, and they wanted to minimize risk as much as possible. But states like Arizona and California have eased their regulations and now let people install laundry-to-landscape systems without a permit, as long as they follow best practices. That's one thing Avery Ellis, the ecological landscaper, would like to see happen in Colorado.
I certainly feel hopeful because I have a forum that people come to me and say, I want this, and people all around Colorado who want to see this adopted.
While the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment defends the current regulation, it's looking at possible ways to expand the use of gray water. It plans to hold community meetings soon. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis in Denver.